3, 2, 1. I'm talking with Coach Wes Christiansen of Hurricane High School. Coach, good win for your team last week against San Juan.
That was really a fun win. You know, they beat us twice last year in a couple of close games in the big one, and the kids really got up for it, and they showed a lot of courage. And the thing I liked about the game last week is the dominance of our line.
Offensive line was the key for you then.
Yes, the offensive line just did an outstanding job. The quarterback had plenty of time to throw when we threw, and they the surge just blew them back, and it made it off, you know, our power offense look good.
Come from behind victory too. That must have been pleasant.
Yeah, you know, we time wise, I guess we led most of the ball game, and that was quite a play that they went ahead on. But you know, the kids had the guts on fourth and down. Cal Nielsen scrambled and found Renvik Erickson open, and Renvik made a diving catch. We tell the kids all the time that games are won when we have people that have the courage to come up and make the big play, the great catch or the saving tackle, and it's that extra effort that makes you win ball games. And these kids so far have had the courage to do that.
Last week was a home game, and yet it wasn't a home game. Now this is a home game that is a home game for the Tigers, isn't it?
Yeah, we just got our goalposts put up last night. We were out there with the forklift welding and getting the goalposts on the football field, and our special teams on the kicking game are going to be a little bit rusty because we haven't had any goalposts to practice on. So, but we just got the field done. The grass probably isn't quite ready to play on. But we're going to play on it anyway.
After San Juan, the defending state champ that you battled so close last year, you come right back with one of the preseason toughies in Region 10, Millard High School. That's not easy.
Boy, we don't get any rest in our first five ball games. We got Millard and then Delta and then Kanab. And then, you know, it just this is a tough region and a tough league. And what makes it tough is this league and region has great coaches in it, and no matter what, they always come along with a real well-prepared, disciplined team, and that makes the region real close.
Eagles have traditionally had one of the toughest 2A teams in the state year after year.
The Eagles probably have the best football tradition in the state of Utah. They've won more state championships than any other school in football. But in the last few years, I think the scales have tipped our way. Probably in the last 8 or 10 years, we beat Millard more than they've beat us. So, but they do have their tradition, and we're always, you know, we always have to make sure we're ready for the Millard Eagles.
What do you expect out of Millard tonight?
I expect them to use their quarterback quite a bit in keeping the ball on options and passing. He is an excellent quarterback. He's a big kid. And then we expect them to run probably a little more true option than they have done the last couple of years. They've got a real good fullback in the Crapel kid, and so we expect the fullback to carry the ball a lot and a lot of power football from him.
For your ball club, you spent most of the time on the ground last week. What about this week?
Yeah, we worked all week trying to develop our passing game, and it's just something that we had neglected. And so I hope that our passing game is going to be a little bit better this week. And we're going to try and pass the ball more efficiently against Millard than we did San Juan.
You have one of the better athletes in 2A football, and Cal Nielsen at quarterback for you. He can do both. He can run and pass.
I think old Cal Nielsen is the premier quarterback in 2A football. He's just what a game breaker. And I know that whenever anybody prepares for our offense, they've got to prepare special for Cal Nielsen. They've got to work on containment and rushing and pressure. And what that does is that really gives another dimension to our offense. So Cal Nielsen is just he's the real spark plug and the workhorse for our offense.
How healthy are the Tigers this week?
Well, we're bruised up. That was a real hard-hitting game. We don't have any injuries that's putting anybody out, but we've had some broken blood vessels and some real bad bruises that the kids have had to take care of all week so that they're ready to play tonight. So We haven't had a real good, intense week of practice because of the bumps and the bruises and maybe even a little bit of the emotion that first football game drained from us.
Tonight, it's going to be a warm night again. Maybe not quite as warm as it would have been if you had to play in the afternoon, but it's still going to be warm. How's that going to affect your team and them?
It's going to be a benefit to us. I'll tell you, we're used to the heat. We just plan on drinking a lot of water, and we have the kids tank up on water and Gatorade before they even show up to the game. And really, the heat is to our advantage. When the teams come down from the north, sometimes they're not quite ready for that heat. So it's to our advantage.
Key for the Tigers tonight?
The key for us tonight is right on Cal Nielsen's shoulders. If he can throw the ball and scramble well, then we're going to come out on top.
Coach Wes Christiansen, good luck tonight, and congratulations on the victory that first week.
Thanks a lot.
We're talking with Coach Dennis Aldridge of Millard High School. Coach, big victory last week for your team over Grantsville.
Yeah, we felt good about the way our kids played. We didn't know what kind of condition they were in or what stage of the ball game, but they came out and played well and did a good job, and we were pleased. We might be a little farther ahead in our progression than we thought we were.
Not an easy task to come back and play Hurricane at Hurricane.
Well, it's never an easy task to play Hurricane, and it's even worse to have to come down here into their home field and play them down here, and as tough as they are, it's not going to be fun.
Millard never sneaks up on anybody. People kind of gun for Millard, don't they?
We feel like they do. I don't know if it's just our opinion or whether it's true, but we feel like people seem to play a little bit higher when they play Millard because of the tradition that Millard has built over the years.
Let's talk about your squad this year. What are the strengths? What are the weaknesses that you see thus far?
So far, the strength of this team has been that right now they are playing as a team. There are no jealousies. There's no bickering right now. They're just 30 or 40 guys who are trying hard to accomplish something, and they're not worrying about who's getting the glory right now, and they're supporting each other. And we feel we've got some decent talent. We think we're young and inexperienced, and that's going to come with time. But right now they're playing really well together, and we feel that's a real good plus for us. On the weak side, I'd have to say probably our experience level. We've only got four kids that really played last year, and the rest of them have played JV, but as far as varsity field experience, they just haven't had much. And that would be our one weakness at this point.
Some people say that you do have some experience, though, in the backfield, and that helps.
We have the quarterback back. Other than that, our fullback played a little bit last year, and our running backs really didn't play much. We were a senior-oriented team last year, so other than the quarterback and maybe the fullback, we don't have any experience back there. We do have two linemen with experience, and other than that, we're rebuilding there. Our receivers are new. Shouldn't say new. They've been in the program for 3 years, but they haven't had the varsity-level experience.
Coming back to the heat, this is almost like old home week for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I used to play at Dixie High School, and we had to come over here and play in the heat, but we were used to it then. We're not quite that used to it, although it has been really hot up there lately, the last few days.
Will that have much effect on your kids?
We hope not. There's a lot of things that can get into a kid's mind when you play in high school football, and one of the major things that you try to do is to block everything out but the game and let them rely on their physical abilities and what they've been trained and taught to do and hope that the outside elements don't come in. But both sides have got the same problem.
What's the key tonight against Hurricane?
Score more points. We have to contain their offense. They have a tremendous offensive weapon, especially in their quarterback with his quickness. He generates a lot of things, and a lot of things happen when he starts to move around. We feel like we need to contain him, and by containing him, we will be able then to contain the offense.
You mentioned you felt like your team was a little bit farther ahead than you might have been. The win against Grantsville really did prove something to the kids then.
Yeah, they felt good. Like I say, we just didn't know. We knew we had talent. We just didn't know what was going to happen in a real ball game at this point. And they seemed to play at a level that we thought maybe was a week or two down the road, and we felt good. You know, their progression seems to be a little farther along. And that gave them confidence. Granted that Grantsville is not probably the caliber of a team that you find in Hurricane or a Beaver or a Kanab.
Region 10 is going to be tough. Hurricane's considered one of the favorites. A lot of people are saying Millard's going to be one of the favorites, too.
No, I think the favorite has to reside with San Juan, Hurricane, and Beaver. And now if Hurricane has beaten San Juan, so I think you got to consider that Hurricane is the team to beat. They're awfully good school, and we think before we're done, we should probably be, you know, in the contention with the top five schools. But like I say, we're so young that we're just growing, we're just building.
Coach Dennis Aldridge, thank you for being with us. Good luck tonight.
Thank you for carrying the game for us.
It's amazing, those walk-ons. They wanted a little bit more, and if they get a break, or if they are to make the team, I think at that time they're just hoping they can make the team. Then once they make it, they play a little more relaxed, and then they'll have a chance of maybe starting. So it's a new type of goal they want to get at. Walk-ons do well here.
And looking back over the season, the record. Three, two, one. We're talking with Dixie College head basketball coach Ken Wagner. Coach, a game like this, do you just get anxious for it to start?
You really do. I think this is what most people go into coaching and into athletics for, to get an opportunity where you get to play someone like CSI, where they're ranked number one in the country and where the number one seeding and number one place in the league is, you know, whoever wins is able to get that.
There have been times when the Dixie CSI matchup has been more important for Dixie than it has for CSI. This may be a reverse.
It is. I think there's more pressure on them, although the number one seed is critical, and it would be nice to win first place in the league. There's a lot of pressure on them because they've never been ranked number one before, and this week, as most people know, they are ranked number one of all the junior colleges in the country, and you know, it's kind of fun for us to get to play them.
The style of CSI, is it fun to play against a team like that?
Well, I don't know if it's fun. They pressure and get after you. They really work hard, get after the offensive boards, and do a tremendous job. You know, I don't think they've lost here in 4 or 5 years, and they have a 70-80 game home winning streak, and so you know, we'd like to end that if we can.
I think the last time they lost to a Dixie College team here was in the national championship year, but you almost got them last year.
Well, we had our chances last year, and of course we won the game at home, and this year they beat us at home in a close one, and we'd like to pay them back for beating us at home.
How have the two teams improved since that time?
I think both teams are a lot better. They're more consistent. They have some other players that are hitting the outside shot. I think our team has come a long ways. I think we understand our roles. We have a pretty healthy team right now, and we haven't been sick, so you know, it should be a great matchup.
The strengths of the two teams, how are they going to run headlong into each other?
Well, I think they may be a little more physical, and I think we may have a little more quickness overall. Their guard line's awfully quick, and you know, we have some good quickness, but they really pound the boards hard, and I think the key to the game is, one, we have to stay out of foul trouble, and two, we cannot, you know, give up the offensive baskets. We've got to rebound and really do a good job on the boards.
Rebounding seems to be even more critical at Twin Falls than it is on the road against them.
Well, it is, and, you know, they're a very good rebounding team, and, you know, here they get really aggressive and really get after some people, and so I think it's a key that we have to, you know, rebound probably better than we have all year.
Let's talk about personnel-wise. Who's going to be the big challenge for you?
Well, I think, first of all, their guards last time gave us a little trouble with their penetration, and Kenny Jarvis, who is a preseason All-American, is a great offensive rebounder and just keeps coming after you. I think we need to keep him off the board. Other than that, like I said, the key is probably not so much individuals but as a team. You know, Juby comes off the bench and shoots the ball really well, and we just need to be prepared for all of them and do a good job.
CSI does use the pressure. We talked about that. You like to use the pressure defense, too. Because both teams have to practice against that, does it make the pressure that less of a factor?
Well, it's probably less of a factor because of the quickness of both teams, and yet in critical situations, it always comes out. I think many games this year, the Ricks game, the Snow game, there have been a sequence of defensive series that have changed the outcome of the game.
Emotionally, what sort of feeling is with a player or with a coach going into a game like this?
I think the players are just like I am. They're really excited. They're I don't think overconfident, but I really believe they feel that we can win this game if we do the things that we've talked about in practice and just come out and play as hard as we can play and play intelligently.
The trip so far has not been marked by a lot of tenseness by the players. They seem to be relaxed.
Well, this group has never been known for their tension. They're kind of a loose group, and in a lot of ways that's good. And if they can get that intensity level, and I know watching the film today, most of the time we have to wait three or four up and say, hey, make sure you pay attention. And I don't think that's the situation at all. They're very intense as far as wanting to do the things that we need to in order to win.
Is it awkward to come to Twin Falls and have to turn around and come right back to Twin Falls for the region tournament?
Well, it is. It's a long ways, but we have to do it, so there's no sense in worrying about it.
I guess somebody has to. It's a luck of the draw, right?
Right.
Tonight, starting lineup for Dixie.
We'll go with the same lineup we've had. We'll have Richard and Todd inside and Booby and Corby and Craig on the perimeter.
Last time, Todd Crow sprains his ankle in the opening warm-ups, never plays a minute in the CSI game. What sort of difference will that make this time to have Todd with you?
Well, Todd's a key for when we really play well. I think he always has big games inside, and so that'll be a key. I think a rebounding, he makes a big difference on our rebounding. So we're just glad he's back with us, and I felt the people that came in and played for him last time did an excellent job, but it'll be good to have him back.
Last time against CSI, you were able to hurt them in underneath. Richard Jardine's much improved. Todd's back and healthy. What about CSI? Are they still being hurt underneath?
Well, I imagine offensively we can still hurt them inside, but I'm sure they've improved quite a bit since then. And it'll be a lot tougher. I don't think we'll be able to get the ball inside quite as easily as we did last time.
Coach, what sort of thoughts haven't we covered that's kind of wandering through your mind right now?
Well, I don't know if any. I think this is just a challenge, and all of us have been excited about the game since we started coming up here, and not only here, but I think all over the state. I was at both state tournaments, and I don't think people have ever been as aware of, a game that's outside of Utah as they are of this one. I had quite a few people, not just coaches, say, well, good luck up there, and they all knew we were going to be playing CSI, and I guess the media let everyone know that CSI was number one. So it's one of the games that you look forward to, and you just want to have a lot of fun.
One of the strange twists with this is with a Boise State-Idaho game last night, CSI Dixie has kind of taken the back burner, except in Twin Falls.
Well, and Twin Falls may have done that on purpose, too. I think it would be much better for them not to get a lot of media attention, because I think because they're number one, the pressure would be on them.
Coach Ken Wagner, thank you for being with us. Good luck tonight.
Oh, thank you, Larry.
We're talking with College of Southern Idaho head basketball coach Fred Trankel. Coach, as we were talking just before we went on the air, this is quite an honor to be ranked number one, first time in your career.
Yeah, it is. I guess, you have to look at it that way. I think there's it's a vote done across the United States, and a lot of people were knocked off in front of us over a period of 4 months, and we kept playing steady ball and lost one at midseason, but to a very good North Idaho team, by the way, especially that night. They were unbelievable, and we've played steady ball, and we've just worked our way up, and certainly that wasn't one of our goals, but now that it's happened, you can't change it. You might as well enjoy it.
You've been associated with the two national championships here and a whole bunch of trips back to Hutchinson, Kansas. There's quite a tradition.
Well, certainly there is. If you look at the flags in our gym, I think the average win-loss record would probably be better than most people's best season in their history of their school. I think our average win-loss record is about 26-4. Since I've been here, we've been fortunate enough to have excellent ball clubs, and we've been able to make some trips to the Nationals, and I helped Boyd Grant for 3 years, and I made three trips to the Nationals with Boyd. So I've been back there several times, and certainly it's a great experience, as of course you people at Dixie know, because you've been back there several times yourself and won it all. So to get there is always the important thing. A year ago we won the regionals, and we went to the bi-regionals, and we lost. Had a 31-4 record, which was, quite a good record. But No one remembered that. If you don't make it to the Nationals, people seem to forget how good a season you've really had.
Success almost makes it tough. That constant success makes it tough to be anything less than extremely successful, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, there's a lot of pressure in this job, believe me. I mean, you can't go into most places and lose. They won't accept that. When we lost to North Idaho, people said, what'd you do, throw the ball game? I said, where did you see North Idaho? You know, when they, after they watched them play here, North Idaho played a really good game here. We had to play tremendous to win here. They could see how you can lose on the road. The Region 18 this year is a tremendously strong region, probably the strongest or one of the two strongest in the United States from the scouts that I've talked to and the recruiters. So, you know, from Dixie to Rangeley, we can appreciate that. From North Idaho to CSI, that certainly we have one of the very best, if not the very best, junior college region. And it's made for a lot of good basketball for people to watch.
As you look at this season, coming into this year, every coach hopes to be undefeated at this point of the year. But with only one loss, is that a surprise, a pleasant surprise for you?
Well, I think so. Certainly my goal has never been to be undefeated, never. We set a goal, and that's to get to the national tournament and win a national championship. And we try to structure our recruiting to give us a chance. Certainly I thought with the schedule we had, it was a very difficult schedule. We played several teams in the top 20 early. Preseason top 20 early, we played several, even late, that of course Utah Valley, and they can say what they want about Dixie. To me, they're a top five ball club. I've talked to a lot of people that watched Dixie during the year and watched all the Texas schools, and they stated Dixie is as good as any team in Texas, and of course I think there's four of them ranked in the top eight. So, you know, to me this is a top five ball game tonight, and that's the way we've approached it.
Is it fun to coach in a game like this?
Well, you know, it's amazing. About every night we go out, we see the biggest crowds most people have, and there's certainly a lot of pressure on us no matter where we go, whether it's Rangeley, Colorado, and they have 250 people, or Utah Valley last week with 1,200 people. You've got to thrive on it, or I don't think you can stay healthy and stay alive, because, if you're CSI, everyone wants to knock you off and make their year just to beat us. And, of course, then you match two great teams up like CSI and Dixie. Then you got a classic contest. And, yeah, I enjoy playing in the big ball games. And you've got to be successful to have big ball games. The guys who never play in them are never in a successful program.
This game tonight, as you view it, do you view it as more pressure on CSI, more pressure on Dixie, or a pressureless game? This is when it's just pure basketball.
Well, our first goal is to win a regional championship, and all we have to do is win out of one out of two, and we've tied for the regional championship at worst. A win tonight would give it to us outright. It's been a long time since we've been beaten at home, and we play very good at home. You know, sometimes a loss going into the tournament doesn't hurt you. We lost two out of our last four before we went into the tournament at Dixie last year and won that. So, I don't look at it as a must-ball game by any means. Tomorrow night's more of a must-ball game. As far as seeding goes, we've defeated Utah Valley twice, yet we've lost to North Idaho. So if you're first, you got to probably play North in the semis. If you're second, with a tie in the region, then you go against Utah Valley. And we've been able to had two good games with Utah Valley, but I feel real comfortable with Utah Valley. So it really doesn't matter to me which way we go. Certainly, we try to take them one at a time, and our focus certainly is on tonight's ballgame and to win tonight's ballgame.
As you assess the two teams, how do you see Dixie's strength, CSI's strength, and the weaknesses of the two teams?
It's been so long since we played Dixie, you know, it's like a season away, but I think we have more depth. I don't think there's any question. I think our heights are about the same. I think we have great matchups between good athletes and even great athletes. We both have a big, strong kid in the middle. Kyle DeSilveo was all-tournament a year ago. Of course, Crow was all-conference 2-3 years ago. Very similar in size, very similar in games. They have Jardine, and we have several people, Wilson, Gomez, and Martin in that height range. They have Corby McDaniels and Jerm Williams, and we have Jarvis, and we have Cook, and we have Jubé. And then they have, I think Dixie probably has some kids that have scored more points than we do. You know, we do not have one scorer in the top 20 in the conference. We have six kids that average double figures, and three more that come in with about 7 to 9 points a game. So I think it'll be more of our depth and our defense against Dixie's big, big scorers. James has scored in the 30 several times. Wright Alch has been there a number of times. Crow, of course, is constantly there. And Jardine's had his big game. So I think they have some people with some big nights. We've given up some big nights, but we've always been able to, sustain defense well enough for 40 minutes to win the ball games, and I think that's been our biggest positive factor. We've been more consistent over 40 minutes than probably any team in the conference right now. So we hope it'll be a 40-minute ball game. We hope no one, unless it's us, spurts out to an early lead. And if we put it in a 40-minute ball game, we feel confident with our depth that we can prevail.
The key tonight.
Well, you know, we haven't turned the ball over much all year. We've only turned it over over 20 times, one time, and that was at Snow early. We went into Dixie right after that and turned it over about 9 times. We're only averaging 9-8 turnovers. I don't think we can turn the ball over 20 times and win tonight. I think we have to continue our free throw shooting, which leads the league at almost 75 a game. I think we have to hit our normal field goal percentage, which is 57. If we do that, we're going to win the ball game easy because Dixie shoots 66 and 48 or 49 from the field. But if we do things, if Dixie makes us do things that are subnormal or abnormal, then they'll win the ball game. And I think that's what basketball's all about. It's a chess game. They're going to come in here and try to make us do things we wouldn't normally do, and we're going to try to take advantage of their weaknesses.
Starting lineup tonight for CSI.
Well, I'll give you four, but I'm going to have to wait to see who Kenny starts. We'll go with Henderson. We'll go with Martin. We'll go with DeSilvea, and we'll go with Jarvis, and then we'll wait. And see. Do you know who he's starting, by the way? If you do, I can give you another one.
It's probably the usual starting lineup.
Jardine, is that – if he goes with the big kid, we'll go with Gomez. If he goes with Williams, we'll go with the Jubei.
Coach Fred Trinkle, thank you for being with us. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
I think with Leon Covington, you know, he's a very hard person to guard. He's tough in the paint. I think making, what's his name, Rydoch, worked very hard on Leon, and Leon worked very hard on him. I thought we did a good job with him down there, but he may come back and shoot us out. But I think stopping Crow and Booby James is the key to success.
Starting lineup tonight for your ball club?
Starting lineup, Matt Smith, Leonard Langdon, Leon Covington, Nelson Stewart, and David Baldwin.
Nelson Stewart's been a 2-year starter for you and definitely looks to be a major college prospect.
Hey, he's been playing like a different person the past 5 games. And right now, I'm pleased with the way he's playing. I think he can work a little hard on defense. And I think, you know, whoever gets him, you know, he's leading the league in rebound. Nobody, not even really close to him. And against Northern Idaho, he had 23 points and 20 rebounds. And I just think if he keep progressing, that he can play in a major college setting somewhere.
Coach Ron Stubbs, thank you for being with us. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Dixie College Coach Ken Wagner, great win for you last night. It was good to have that first one of the second half out of the way.
Well, it is, but, you know, tonight's just as important. Like we said, we need to take them one at a time and be ready to go.
There's something about these two teams. They helped debut this Burns Arena 2 years ago, and they both Colorado Northwestern and CEU, seem to like to shoot in this arena.
Well, I hope they don't really enjoy it tonight.
Against CNCC, were the kids possibly looking beyond CNCC a little?
Well, I don't think so. You know, I thought they came out and played pretty hard to start out with and then got a lead and started relaxing, being a little bit careless. And yet tonight, I'm sure, you know, from we've seen the CU scores and how they've been playing, we really better be prepared.
A little bit like Snow College, they could have a lot better record.
Well, they really could, and they have some awfully good athletes. So I feel that we need to come out, and really we can't have any bad games right now. We can't be inconsistent, and we need to develop habits that will carry us through in the tough games.
In Price, the defensive effort shut down their big three scorers until late when Covington got hot.
Well, you know, I really feel it's important that we come out and play good defense. I thought we... From the last time we played them, I feel we need to rebound a lot better than we did that time. We got a big game out of Todd Crow, and so you can't have that every time out when someone gets 35. So we need to others pick up some of the slack offensively and just play good defense.
For Todd, he's just coming off a sprained ankle at the time and has a career-high 35 points against you. Great night.
Well, he did have a very good night. So hopefully he'll continue to, you know, play well against them.
How have these two teams changed in relationship to each other since the last time you met?
Well, it's hard to say. You're so far apart, other than that we've seen their scores have been real close with everyone they've played. But I really don't, you know, can't say, because it's in a league that this big, you don't get a chance to go scout very often. And between recruiting and playing your own games, you don't have time.
This may sound strange, but is that an advantage in some ways for a coach? You just get a chance to concentrate on yourselves as opposed to the opponent.
Well, it's an advantage and a disadvantage. I think defensively it's good sometimes to have two or three videos of a team you can really prepare for them and shut them down. And, you know, they've always been kind of freewheeling offensively. So I think the keys are that we need to stop them from penetration and then just rebound really well.
Last time we mentioned the good efforts on their three ball players, their three leading scorers. You shut Smoke Langdon completely out virtually.
Well, he's an awfully good player and works hard, and he may have just had an off night, but Germ and Corby and some of those did a pretty good job on him, and hopefully we'll be ready to do the same tonight.
So we were talking after last night's game. Jerm Williams is your designated sixth man as much for defense as anything else.
He is. And many times our defense, most of the time our defense sparks our offense. So it's critical to get things going.
Tonight against CEU, is everyone healthy? Is Craig Rydalch back well enough to play full game?
Well, I think everyone's healthy. I think everyone's sick. Had a little bit of the flu and getting over that, so they may get tired a little quicker and have some things like that. But other than that, we're in pretty good shape.
Starting lineup tonight?
Well, we'll go with the same one we have.
You mentioned the defense, part of the key tonight for your ball club. Are there any key ball players that you're looking to for Dixie?
No, I think everyone has to come out and play hard and do a good job.
Coach Ken Wagner, thank you for being with us. Good luck tonight.
Well, thank you, Larry.
Three, two, one. We're talking with Dixie College head basketball coach Ken Wagner. Coach, it's a good thing this isn't television.
Well, it is.
Well, we're catching you before we get over to the ball game right now. This has been an adventure so far, more than a road trip, hasn't it?
Well, it has. It started out being a long road trip, and we were joking in Colonels about how long it was going to be. It usually takes us about 20 hours, and then we were stopped for 6 to 8 hours, stuck because the road was closed, so it really has been a road trip.
For this unusual sort of weather, what sort of problems does that pose as a coach?
Well, I don't know. I think any time you travel a long ways, you'll be a little bit tired. And in our situation, I think we have a lot of sophomores. I think they'll respond well to it. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see.
Does it bother the concentration on the game, or does it help take some of the edge off just right for a ball game, or don't you know at this point?
Well, I don't think you can tell. I think it, we'll have to wait and see how we play and see how things go. I think in a lot of ways it's an experience everyone talks about and has a lot of fun, so they don't worry very much about the game. And in other ways, you know, it may distract them a little, but I don't think you can really tell until you play.
Because of the severe weather, you're really probably not sure if there's going to be a big crowd tonight or not.
Well, they had to cancel school, and it's been awfully cold. We were laughing because Coach Allred always jokes about sending him back to Mexico if we keep losing, and you know, we were laughing and saying, well, that'd be better than Siberia, where we are now.
The Siberian front down here has been extremely cold. Let's talk about North Idaho a little bit. Last time, big ball club couldn't handle Todd Crow.
No, Todd had an excellent first half, especially had 25 points in the first half. And, you know, they have some very big people and some good athletes, so they're kind of a scary team. And we watched the film, and a lot of the shots they were taking will probably be shots they'll hit here at home, so we're really going to have to do a good job defensively.
Do you anticipate major changes in the way they handle Todd Crow?
Well, they may play us a little more zone and change up a few things, but I don't think they'll really just
concentrate on him. We have too many other scores.
For North Idaho, Mario Jackson was really not that much of a factor until the run in the second half. You pretty well took him out of his game in the first half.
Well, he's a very good athlete, and he'll be going to Oregon State next year, and he can score inside, outside, does it all, and so we'll really need to do an excellent job on him.
We talked about the weather problems, travel problems. There's health problems with the team also, isn't there?
Well, I think a lot of them have had the flu. A lot of people, you know, every place I think have had it, but right now it looks, I think most of them are feeling better. I don't think they're quite as sick as they have been, and so I really think we'll come out and play well.
Any changes in the starting lineup tonight?
Well, I don't know exactly who's going to start just simply because of who's been sick and how they've been feeling. I'll probably wait and see when they're warming up and decide who to start.
For Dixie tonight, do you anticipate another key other than Todd Crow, or will be how Todd goes, how the team goes against North Idaho?
Well, I don't think necessarily how Todd plays. I think that would definitely help, but I really feel it'll be how well we keep them off the offensive boards, don't let them get second shots, and make them pressure them on their shooting and then rebound well, and I think we'll be in good shape.
Against a big team, rebounding becomes even more of a key, doesn't it?
Well, it does, because they have not only the big people, but they have some quick, good athletes, so they have a combination of good rebounders.
You're coming off some pretty good ball games at home, and since the first of the year, really, the team has been accelerating, it seems like, on its play. Do you anticipate that continuing?
Well, I would like to think so. I hope we come out and really play well, and I anticipate that we'll come out and have a good game.
Are there particular individuals for North Idaho that are going to be extra tough for you to handle?
Well, I think Jackson's an awfully good player, like we mentioned earlier, and their big people are big, and I think you have to keep them away from the basket, but they're a well-rounded team, and I think you just have to, especially on their home court, they've been awfully tough to beat. You know, they beat CSI by 10 up here, and Utah Valley beat them, and although Jackson got kicked out of the game and early, North Idaho was ahead of them by 14, 15 points. So they're an awfully good team, and I really believe this may be the key as far as us being able to win the league is the game tonight.
Is the gym a factor?
Well, you know, I don't think so. It's a good, you know, they're used to it. I think any time you're playing at home, that's an advantage. But I think it's a fun gym to play in, so we're looking forward to it.
For the records, Dixie's never lost in this gym.
Well, good. I hope we stay that way.
Coach Ken Wagner, thank you for being with us. Good luck tonight.
Well, thank you, Larry.
And keep warm.
Okay.
We're talking with North Idaho head basketball coach Rolly Williams. And, Coach, has to be a little bit disappointing after last weekend's two losses, but you still now have the home schedule and the chance to get back in the race.
Well, we were a little disappointed. We lost to Salt Lake on Friday night and then Utah Valley Saturday. Salt Lake played very well against us, really shot the ball in the hole, and they have some very fine athletes, and they performed as fine athletes. And Saturday, I didn't think we played that well against Utah Valley. They played well against us. They're a very consistent basketball team, very good team, and we just didn't have much luck.
With 18 games, there's still a lot that can happen in a Region 18 season.
That's true. We've got 7 games left, 5 of them at home, so we feel a little fortunate with that. We've been on the road quite a bit. I think we're on the road 3 out of 4 weekends this past stretch, so we're looking forward to being home for a little bit.
For the Region 18 season, now that Salt Lake is pretty well out of it because of the NJCAA suspension, this is really more a positioning effort by most of the teams now, isn't it?
That's true. Initially, you were concerned about possibility of hosting the tournament being a northern team. That's still not totally impossible right now. It doesn't look that probable, but what we're playing for now is a position in the regionals, and that makes a tremendous difference in the first round.
The difference between third and fourth or second and fourth can make a big difference in who your opponent is.
That's right. The one unusual thing about the league entirely this year is, again, I would mention the parity in the league. I think anything can happen on any given night, so You just have to go over what has been a consistency throughout the season and how people have performed.
For your ball club, what has pleased you most? What has disappointed you most about the Cardinals?
Well, I would say our consistency, lack of consistency. When we play well, we play very well, and when we play poorly, we play very poorly. We haven't had that many down games this year. It just seems that when we play the very good teams, such as Dixie, I thought we played very poorly there. Utah Valley, we didn't play twice. Two games against them were not good games, and that was disappointing to me.
In St. George, you made a big run in the second half, but the first half kind of got you down too much.
Well, we were so far behind that first half that it was tough really to get back in the ball game. They're a very fine club, and you just can't afford to give them that much when you start the ball game out.
For North Idaho tonight, what will be the key for the Cardinals?
I think we have to slow Dixie down in their transition game. They really hurt us, and they pushed the ball up and down the floor very well. Obviously, we have to do a better job than we did against Crow in the first game. He just tore us apart that first half, so it gives us kind of a double-edged sword to deal with. We've got an inside problem, and they've got people that can hurt you from the outside, but I'm a little more concerned at this point in just getting up and down the floor with them.
A lot of people observing the ball game said, hey, those are a lot of those shots taken by North Idaho were shots that they would normally hit. They just didn't hit. So you were seemingly getting your shots down there.
Well, again, they're a very good basketball team, and when you play a good team, you're going to have good pressure, and I thought Dixie did a good job applying pressure to us. Our shots, I thought the selection was what we normally shoot, and we just didn't shoot as well as we have throughout other games in the season.
That's one of the advantages of being home. You can feel comfortable then.
Well, we can feel comfortable, but the main thing is to have the ball go through the hole, whether you're on the home or on the road.
Starting lineup tonight for North Idaho.
It'll be the same as we've had Sheldon Baker, Kenny Johnson at the guards, Mario Jackson, Heiss Girders, and Thomas Rogers on the inside.
Sheldon Baker had an outstanding game against Dixie, but Ken Johnson always seems to have a good game against Dixie.
Well, let's hope they continue that. I don't recall exactly what the scores might have been or how well they functioned, but from a total effort, it was not a good production for us.
Coach Rolly Williams, thank you for being with us. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.